That's what we do every Saturday morning. We put a skip in your step, a sparkle in your eye, a smile on your face. All right, here at Rosie on the House, where we strive to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Fixing Thelma's fountain in Tucson, now going to Rocky's house in Mesa. Good morning, Rocky.
Good morning. I have a question for you about a window that's on my Arizona room. And whenever it rains, there's water that comes in from somewhere around the window.
Okay.
I can't figure out how to fix it.
Did they stucco the outside surface of this Arizona room?
No, it's all blocked.
Okay, well, that should be pretty easy to find. Give me a major crossroads.
Sossaman and Southern.
Okay, so it is block walls. It's an Arizona room. It was once a patio, and we lay the block up to sill height of the window, and then we lay a column of block up each side the sash, the jambs of the window, and then it's a masonry lintel above, and the window is inset into the middle of the masonry unit, so there's about an inch and a half of masonry exposed on the outside and about an inch and a half of masonry exposed on the inside. Am I getting close?
It's not that much. The block is pretty close to the window.
It's on the outside, the block, the exterior plane of the block is close to the exterior plane of the window frame.
I see what you're saying. No, it's about an inch.
Okay.
An inch on the inside and on the outside.
And where are you seeing the water first source, up near the header of the window or down at the sill of the window?
Down at the sill.
Okay. All I would tell you probably have to do, Rocky, is check the caulk joint around the window frame between the masonry and the frame itself. The other thing you very well may do is that sill, the exposed block of that sill, could very well be retaining the moisture, soaking the moisture in, and allowing it to wick through. You can get to Border Marvel, Blue Star Masonry, any of the masonry stores, and buy it's an invisible masonry sealer. It's made by Ocon, O-K-O-N, Ocon. And you'll just paint that on the masonry sill that's on the outside of the window that's facing up, that I think is trapping and catching a lot of moisture and water. So Ocon masonry, waterproof. You can get that in a high gloss, so masonry always looks wet. Don't do that. Just get the low gloss, invisible. And I think, Rocky, you'll probably solve your problem. If you don't, I'll commit to you. You get that painted on there in the next rainstorm. If it shows water again, I'll do a little drop by the house, and we'll pin it down. Nothing worse. You know, when you're in Arizona, you want to see those clouds on the horizon. You want to get excited about it. Like, oh, man, this is going to feel so good. But when you got a leak in your house, you look at those windows, you look at the clouds, and you just start crying inside.
I tell you what I was crying about. Was I the only one that was disappointed when we took a caller named Rocky and you didn't get, you know, an accent? That was a very normal voice. I was total let down.
Yo, Adrian.
1-888.
Yo, Adrian, my windows are leaking.
767-4348. That's 1-888. Rosie for you. Miss Julie Murphy at the Arizona Farm Bureau. Maricopa County, we talked about the Rocker 7-4. Farm patch, some other places you can go visit a good pumpkin. That's all the way out in Buckeye, but just about every corner of Maricopa County is covered.
Yes, it is. You've got the Mother Nature's Farm. You've got Tomalchoff Farms. Tomalchoff's been around for a while.
That's the one off the 101 and about Thomas, I think.
Yeah.
And right. Very easy to find.
Yes. And you were asking an earlier question. You knew a couple. Why aren't they on this list? One of our requirements is it has to be a real farm. It has to be a legitimate farm.
So McDonald's Ranch, that's more just like a hangout, doesn't...
pleading the fifth on that one, but we really are wanting to promote our farmers and ranchers, and so it's really important for the Arizona Farm Bureau to stress that aspect of it. And then, obviously, we have visited quite a few. When I say we, it's the entire Arizona Farm Bureau staff. If I haven't,
it must be because I've never been invited. Can't be like we in this room. That's for sure.
Right, right. Well, we actually ought to take your seal of approval, Rosie. So maybe next year we have to get the whole team out here, including Rosie on the house.
I'd be up for that. You never have to invite me to a ranch ever, twice, ever, ever, ever. Jennifer likes to go on your website all the time and shop recipes. This time of year, I'll come clean. I'll admit it. I am not a big pumpkin guy.
Really?
My wife makes pumpkin rolls for the children. It's been a family tradition ever since the kids were crawling around.
It's the first real sign of fall is the smell of pumpkin in the kitchen.
Now, it is.
I never ate it either. I'm not a big pumpkin fan. But you had to have this smell to get in the mindset that fall's here.
We have this family channel on the internet with Vibe. I don't know if you're familiar with Viber. And I mean, all the kids are all the girls, Julia in Minneapolis, Rachel in Garmisch, Germany, and Katie here in town are all posting the dates that they're first cooking their pumpkin rolls.
It's a Romero family tradition.
It is.
Well, and you should have been where I was last night with friends for dinner. They had ravioli, and one of the sauces was a pumpkin sauce.
Oh, that is no, so good.
Awesome.
No, Julie, no. That's like the kid. Did you ever see the movie Secondhand Lions?
Yes.
Remember when he first tried chewing tobacco for the first time?
It made him sick.
I'm going to make you taste it.
Oh, you should have tried this one. Of course, my friend's an excellent cook, but it was a pumpkin sauce. And they did have the traditional marinara, so you would have been fine.
I'd have been in that line, for sure.
Oh, the last two on this list, Schnepp Farms. You probably one of the most popular because they spend a lot of time promoting. A lot of these I've never heard of before, but Schnepp's you hear on the radio a lot. And then this other one, and help me with this, Mesa on Power.
Vertusio. Yes, they've been around for some time, and they have an admission fee, but again, it covers a lot of ground. It's just a wonderful place to go.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.